You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and this week I'm talking about making hosting easy. I've got some ideas on how to simplify hosting when you are having people over specifically for food. Make it earlier and make it easier. None of us want to answer the door sweaty and stressed and having to then run back into the kitchen to finish up the food once we've let our dinner or lunch guests in. But if you've set yourself too difficult a task when hosting and making food for your guests, this is quite likely to happen. And I really think that a host deserves to enjoy their own party or gathering. I don't know about you, I don't really throw dinner parties per se. That's not really something that's realistic or just, it's just not something I do. So when I say dinner parties, I feel like that's not really connecting with my own reality. But I do find myself wanting to offer my friends and my family food when they get here, when they visit us, especially because we live quite far away from most of our social circle. So a quick visit is not really on the cards. And it doesn't really feel right to expect people to be ready to splurge on a restaurant just because they're coming to see you. And also, well, you know, I love to cook. But I can get flustered quite easily if things need to be just so with the meal that I'm making. And that can happen surprisingly easily with food for more people than what you're used to, you know, or just different people than you normally cook for. It can be as simple as something needing to be served piping hot or losing their colour, avocados, I'm looking at you, or losing their crunch if you don't do it last minute. What stresses us out can be very individual, but for me personally, knowing that the meal has definitely, you know, gone the way that I wanted it to before people walk through the door is very important, or I'll have a bit of an anxious feeling which won't come out as me being happy and relaxed and present, that's for sure. So for me, I find that meals that can be prepped ahead of time, but without needing to be stored away in the fridge or freezer, that's the way to go. So prepped ahead of time, but ideally on the same day, earlier in the day. A fantastic example is lasagna. I know it's not the most original thing, but who gets offered a homemade lasagna and goes, "Ugh, no thanks"? Not many people. And also, you can do so many yummy versions of lasagna. You can do a veggie one. You can play around with ingredients and the layers depending on how adventurous you feel. So it doesn't have to be your traditional, slightly boring lasagna. You can do all sorts of different, really cool versions of it. Even one thing that could be, you know, spicing it up, not really spicing it up, but making it a bit more interesting is to do coloured pasta. And I've done different recipes on this. I've done a pink pasta, I've done a green pasta. So you can have colourful layers and suddenly it's like a really fun thing to do. And obviously if you're making your pasta from scratch, it's not nothing to go through that effort, but that's something that you can do way ahead of time and freeze if you do have the time and space to do that. Anyway, a lasagna is better, in my opinion, if cooked earlier and warmed up again for when your guests arrive. Many, many meals benefit from cooking for a long time, so you've done your part and you can just leave it in the oven like a stew or a lovely bolognese. And of course, if you have a slow cooker or something like that, this is a brilliant time to use it because you can do all of that earlier in the day and then you serve it up and it's lovely, warm and, you know, flavorful as anything. great option is a nice big salad, like a pasta salad. You can check out my recipe for the throw it all in pasta salad, which is the recipe of the week. This is a great one both for lunch and dinner. And there are a couple of things that need to be done more last minute, like the avocados that I mentioned earlier, because you don't want them to go brown, and croutons so they don't lose their crunch. I don't mean making the croutons, I just mean adding them into the salad. But when everything else is done and ready to go, those finishing touches seem like no biggie. Having had a chance to clear away in the kitchen is maybe as important for our peace of mind. And if we're able to enjoy visitors without having to think about them seeing the messy kitchen after our dinner prep or needing to take care of it after people have gone home, we'll probably be a lot more relaxed. If you tend to find hosting and cooking for guests stressful, think about some of the dishes you like to make that are slightly less maintenance. Because, you know what? First of all, people love what you make so much more than you expect. They're just grateful for a home-cooked meal, and you know what? If they're not, you need new friends. And chances are they are more interested in having you be present with them than what you put on the table. Oh, and when you do put it on the table, serve it family style. If you haven't listened to my family style episode, go back and check that out, and you will make it even easier for yourself. So like I mentioned this week, my recipe is the throw it all in pasta salad. My friend loved this so much when I made it recently for her that she begged me for the recipe, and then she sent me some lovely photos when she made it. So actually I've used her photos of her pasta salad on my website. Check it out. This is such a safe bet. The dressing is really lovely too. And I think that your guests are going to love it. It's perfect for spring and summer, especially. So I hope you like that one. What are your best dinner party meals, or just having guests over for lunch and dinner meals? Do you have any great tips for how to make hosting easier? Let me know in the comments on the website. Email me at live@thefromscratchbody.com or message me on social media. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I'll be here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.